We are up to Mitzvah Nun Beis, the 52nd Mitzvah of the Torah, according to the account of the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Mitzvah is Shelo LaEchol Shor HaNiskal, that one should not eat any ox that was sentenced to be killed by stones, by stoning. So if the ox was stoned to death, you should not eat the ox. Shelo NeOchal Basar Shor HaNiskal, one should not eat the meat of the ox that was stoned. Afilu Nishchat Karoi, even if it was the head of proper Shechita, Mikivan Shenigmar Dino Besoro Asur, since there was a judgment that was brought upon it, the meat is asur, it's forbidden. Came before from Mechilta, this is what the Mechilta says, Shenamar, as it says in the Pasuk, Velo Yechel Es Pesaro, the one should not eat its meat. Velav Davka Shor, and not only an ox does this apply to, Ela Af Kol HaMazikin, Behema Chayav Of, whether it's an animal, domesticated animal, a wild animal, or a bird, Ela Shiyadaber Baragil, rather just the normal situation is when an ox does kill, and therefore, that's where the Pasuk says, but any of these animals that kill one should not eat any of these animals. The root of this mitzvah is to sort of like instill in our minds that anything that causes such a destruction in this world, whether it be something that is disgusting. Or rather, does something that is so disgusting that it's disgusting to both God and to people. And even if it's an accident, like an animal that doesn't have any das, the chol shakin mezen. And for sure that if it happens on purpose, we want to basically distance ourselves from anything like this. That we want all of these ideas to be totally eliminated from our minds, to be connected to this. And the goal is that, God willing, as we reflect on this idea, that we should never come, God forbid, to we should always be careful in all of our actions not to cause anything terrible or any destruction like this from our hands. The laws of this mitzvah, that whether it's as we explained yesterday, whether it's a tam, right, that it just started destroying, or whether it's a muad, or it's just like a serial killer ox, for example, niskal al kol b'riyah shmimis, if it kills a person, the animal gets killed. Being ish or isha or katan or evident, and that's whether this person is a man, a woman, a child, or a servant. V'shein gormen dino ella b'fnei v'alav im yesh lo ba'alim, and we only sentence this animal in front of its owner as long as it has an owner. V'chein ma she'amro she'ish sta'adin harbei she'ashor meimis, and this that they say, the Chazal teach us that there are many ways that a shor can kill someone, ve'inu niskal, and still it will not actually be liable for stoning, so there are those laws. V'yeser pateh, and the additional laws, and there are many other laws that are explained in Maseches Bava Kama, mitzvahs iser b'saro b'zecharim unakivos, and we are accustomed to do this mitzvah, this is a prohibition to eat its meat with men and with women. Uve'eretz Yisrael dafka no hegdin shor haniskal al pismuchin, and specifically the law of a ox that is stoned is something that could only take place. It could only give the judgment for this ox in Eretz Yisrael through smuchin, through ordained judges, through the chain of smicha, with based in shalchav gemel, you specifically need a basin of 23 judges. But seemingly you could eat the meat anywhere, and there will be prohibition. But the din of the ox has to happen specifically there in Eretz Yisrael. And anyone who violates this prohibition and eats a kazayas of its meat, the mezid loke will be and does this on purpose, will get lashes. So that brings us to the end of mitzvah nun beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with mitzvah nun gimel. But for now, we'll stop right here.